Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests and celebrate the birthdays of Al Dubin, Raymond Clogus, Cliff Edwards, and Fred Waring. Listener Dan in New York City sent a nice email last week with four requests, three and a half of which I can fulfill. We're going to get started right away with the Meyer Davis Orchestra.
I love you, the moon in her ear, it's all only the words of a tune that they hear. She's just a dancing sweetheart, and nobody seems to care.
In my fingers, going to my head. Rhythm in my elbows, that's my makeup. I was born that way. Rhythm in my elbows, and I don't mean maybe. I get warm at the beat of those drums. I'm in form when I'm snapping my thumbs. I'm not normal when anyone hums. Hi, di, di, dum, dum, dum. Music in my fingers seems to take up every melody. Music in my fingers makes a fool of me. Thank you.
Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra with the Biltmore Trio, who were singing A Song to the Stars on May 9, 1930. That's from the MGM talking picture Way Out West, with the lyric by Howard Johnson and the music by Joseph Meyer. Before that was Frank Luther with Victor Arden and Phil Ohman and their orchestra and Music in My Fingers. That was recorded by Victor on December 23, 1931. Music in My Fingers was written by composer and theatrical producer Richard Myers, with lyrics by Ed Heyman from the show Here Goes the Bride. That was preceded by Fred Rich's Radio Orchestra with the vocal by Ben Alley and I'm Just a Dancing Sweetheart. That's from Hit of the Week L1, released on November 5, 1931. I'm Just a Dancing Sweetheart was composed by Peter DeRose with the lyric by Charlie Tobias. Dan had requested Ben Burney's recording of All Aboard for Heaven, but I didn't have that one available, so you heard it by the Meyer Davis Orchestra, with Billy Murray singing on March 26, 1925. Well, 3.5 out of 4 ain't all that bad. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1888 in Baltimore, Maryland, of lyricist Raymond Clagas. He was educated at Baltimore City College and performed in vaudeville and minstrel shows, served in World War I, and worked for a New York music publishing company. His collaborators included composers J. Fred Coots, Louis Alter, Jesse Greer, Harry Carroll, Al Hoffman, Vincent Rose, and James Monaco. He worked on Broadway shows including Sally, Irene, and Mary in 1922, Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1929 and 31, and on the movies Hollywood Review of 1929 and Marianne. His best-known songs include Doin' the Raccoon, What Are We Waiting For, Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, Roll Up the Carpet, Just You, Just Me, Who'll Be the One, and These.
Thank you.
Abe Essig and his Ritz-Carlton Casa Valencia Orchestra and Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, composed by Jesse Greer from Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1926. That OK 78 was waxed September 1st, 1926, and is apparently fully one half of Abe Essig's entire recorded output, the other half being the flip side, I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do. The record was reviewed in the October 16, 1926 issue of The New Yorker, where it was described as lyrical bits well played. I'd have to agree. Paul Hagen did make a number of other records with the Melody Sheiks, Fred Culley and his Royal York Hotel Orchestra, Ben Burney, Fred Rich, and Willard Robison. Before that, it was the Hi-Hatters under the direction of Leonard Joy and Low Down Rhythm, another collaboration with Jesse Greer from the All Talking Picture Hollywood Review of 1929. The vocalist on that July 11, 1929 recording was Frank Luther. The band had recorded it on July 5th, but that was rejected by Victor. We began our little tribute to Raymond Clongas with the Deep River Quintet and Willard Robison and his orchestra and I'm More Than Satisfied, composed by Fats Waller. Last week, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock. Fred played banjo and led a band while an engineering student at Penn State, and after college formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first, in 1949, to have their own TV show. In addition to band leading, Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. Here's Fred Waring.
Slide down your left, slap down your right, there you go. That's got them shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it harder as you repeat. Oh, 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 that's a wobbly wop.
Look at that baby there, blue eyes and golden hair, lovely, gorgeous, that's Gloriana. Ain't she the image of someone you care to love? Oh, oh, so, so, that's Gloriana. Her lips are so inviting, her arms are so exciting, her looks are dynamiting. Keep away from that explosion, she stands out like a gem. They made just one of them, lovely, gorgeous Gloriana.
It's because of records like that that we can say we play music to which you can't not tap your toes. Claire Hanlon with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians, December 14, 1928, and Gloriana, written by Lou Pollock. Before that, it was a Vincent Heumann's composition from No No Nanette, T for Two. The vocal on that January 10, 1930 recording was by the three girlfriends, Stella Friend, Ida Pearson, and Joan Schaefer, who were hired by Waring for his production of the short-lived Ra Ra Days, spelled D-A-Z-E, which might have had something to do with it. We begin with Wobbly Walk, composed by Harry Warren, with the Bud Green lyrics sung there by Fred Waring himself. That recording is from November 10, 1927. Today, June 14th, marks the birth in 1895 of Cliff Edwards. He got his start in show business in St. Louis, singing and accompanying himself on the ukulele. He developed an improvised singing style that he called effin, where the voice imitated a hot trumpet or kazoo solo, and he would interject these effin solos into his songs. In 1917, he moved to Chicago, where he took a job as a singer in the Arsonia Cafe. He then formed a vaudeville act with Joe Frisco, a stuttering comedian and dancer, and the team eventually played at the Palace in New York City and in the Ziegfeld Follies. After Edwards and Frisco broke up, Cliff teamed up with another dancer and singer named Pierce Keegan. They built their act as Keegan and Edwards' Jazz As Is, toured the vaudeville circuit, and recorded five songs for Columbia, which unfortunately were never issued. In 1922, Edwards recorded his first records with Ladd's Black Aces and Bailey's Lucky Seven. In 1924, he appeared in George Gershwin's Lady Be Good on Broadway, where he introduced the song Fascinating Rhythm. In 1929, Edwards scored another hit with his version of Singin' in the Rain in the movie The Hollywood Review of 1929, and he went on to appear in more than 100 motion pictures. He was cast as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the Disney animated feature Pinocchio, where he sang When You Wish Upon a Star, which won the Oscar in 1940 for Best Song. It's estimated that Edwards sold 74 million records during his career, but despite all his success in earning millions of dollars throughout his career, he went bankrupt several times and died in 1971 broke and forgotten. But he's not forgotten on this show. Here's Cliff Edwards.
But I do. I'm so glad you came along, for it seems when things go wrong, you're the one to tell my troubles to. I'm just all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up. When I feel this way, I change like the seasons. If I had somebody to cheer me up, up, up. You're the kind hard to find. You don't mind when I frown, but you smile all the while. You never turn me down. When I'm all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up.
As I stand here calling for you, dear, but you are gone. Cold skies above me, with no one to love me, just memories of you linger on. I put my dreams and my every hope in you. Why, even now, I just can't believe it's true. I love, but you, just you, all of the time. Honest and true, just you, all of the time. I made my plans for years way ahead, but you made yours for seconds instead. I thought that you loved me all of the time, but you loved someone. Now I'm broken hearted, just left alone to pine for you, just you, all of the time. Love someone else. time, and now I'm broken hearted, just left alone to pine for you, just you, all of the time.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Well, there you had a good example of Cliff Edwards' Effin style on Singing in the Rain, written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed for the film Hollywood Review of 1929. That was recorded May 28, 1929. Before that, it was All of the Time, from a Columbia 78 waxed August 15, 1928. We begin that Cliff Edwards segment with Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination in December of 1925, and I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Last week, June 10th, marked the birth in 1891 in Zurich, Switzerland, of Al Dubin. The family moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania when Al was two. By age 14, he was spending time in Tin Pan Alley trying to sell special material to vaudeville entertainers, but his father, who was a doctor, and his science teacher mother didn't approve of his interest in music. In school, he excelled in athletics, but academics, not so much, and he was expelled from high school a few days before graduation. He enrolled in medical school, but was expelled from there in 1911, after which he worked for the Whitmark Music Publishing Company as a staff writer. He had his first hit song, 'Twas Only an Irishman's Dream, in 1916, but no others followed, and he served in the Army during World War I. After the war, he resumed songwriting with composers including J. Russell Robinson, Joseph Meyer, Joe Burke, and Harry Warren, and had hits including A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich and You, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and Painting the Clouds with Sunshine. With Harry Warren, he wrote We're in the Money, 42nd Street, I Only Have Eyes for You, With Plenty of Money and You, September in the Rain, Lulu's Back in Town, and their 1935 Academy Award winner Lullaby of Broadway. After 1939, Dubin wrote with other composers, including Jimmy McHugh, Will Gross, and Duke Ellington. Years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and Al Dubin died on February 11, 1945. Here are three less well-known songs from the pen of Al Dubin.
Thank you. have a flower when I can get an eyeful of you. Though the mountain greenery may beautify the scenery, I'd rather have an eyeful of you. When we're in some dusty corridor, you may make me think it's Florida. I've seen California, but after all, doggone ya, I'd rather have an eyeful of you.
Thank you.
those love affairs bring dreams. There's a love affair I had in childhood. You were just a kid of nine. I was yours and you were mine. There were love affairs as I grew older. I have lived and loved, that's true. But you never once were jealous, because you always knew that my love affairs were all with you.
We begin our little tribute to Al Dubin with Oreste Migliaccio and his Queensland Orchestra with the vocal refrain by Arthur Fields and Eye Full of You from an Edison 78 wax July 29, 1927. Eye Full of You was a Dubin and J. Fred Coots collaboration. Next, from Dubin and Joe Burke, it was For You with Frank Munn and Leo Reisman's orchestra on April 7, 1931. We finished up with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bixon Cornet and Love Affairs, a J. Russell Robinson collaboration with a vocal refrain by Scrappy Lambert from September 20th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.